If you knew everything indicated he was there and you couldn't raise him, well, you'd have to say, well, he hadn't got up yet. Mm-hmm. Or if it didn't indicate that he was, things indicated that he's gone, well, you'd have to say, well, he's not at home. He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, do you drink much coffee?
I don't drink coffee. You'll have to answer any question pertaining to coffee, madam.
I drink about 2 cups a day, and he doesn't drink it at all.
How do you like your coffee?
Strong.
And what about milk?
I want it with milk and sugar both in it.
Uh-huh.
And I drink milk for supper, and he drinks it 3 times a day, most every day.
How about tea? Do you drink tea?
Oh, every once in a while. Hot tea?
We don't drink
no,
hot tea.
No, I don't drink hot tea. I never drank any hot tea in my life. In fact, I never drank but very little tea. It keeps me awake.
Uh-huh.
Makes me nervous or something. I don't know what.
It has that effect on people. It doesn't affect me that way. It affects my wife.
It does him, too.
I can drink a glass of wheat tea for dinner, and it don't affect me very much, but boy, I can't drink it for supper.
Do mm-hmm. you like your tea, your cold tea with milk, or?
Well, I like it cold. She always puts ice in it, and we keep the milk, you know, in the refrigerator. I drink,
No, he don't like milk in tea.
Uh-huh. No, I don't like milk in tea.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And you tell me, I like tea.
Just with sugar.
Yeah,
yes.
And without.
Ice and sugar all the way I want it at all.
And what about milk? You say I like it?
Well, I like it cold, and I drink whole milk.
Mm-hmm, but you don't put the milk in the tea?
No, I don't put the milk in the tea, and I don't put any ice in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of the refrigerator.
Say we saw a man coming this way. Say he's not going that way, he's coming this way, he's coming... What? How would you finish that?
Towards me.
Hmm. Okay. Say you met somebody downtown yesterday, and you want to tell me about it. You say, I what? Mr. Smith yesterday.
I'd say I seen Mr. Smith, and he told me about some incident that happened or anything, you know, like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you wanted to say that you not only saw him, but you met him. What would you say?
I'd say I met up with Mr. Smith this morning, or this evening, you know, and we exchanged a few words, talked a little.
Okay. Now, say this child here is named Paul, and his father is named Paul, too. You'd say we named that child, what?
Paul Jr.
Mm-hmm. And referring to the father, we named that child...
He's Paul Senior.
Mm-hmm. You say we named him after the father?
Or? Yeah, you name him for or after his father.
What would you say, for the father? Or?
Well, usually the expression through here would be he's named after his dad, you know, his father.
Good. Good. Now, say this child here got bit by the dog yesterday. What would you say this child was, what? Was
he was bitten by a dog.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if I say, were you ever on a horse, and you say, no, I've never, what, I've never.
Never ridden a horse.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, say this man was on a horse, and all of a sudden he wasn't on a horse. You'd say, what, he.
He got thrown.
Yeah, or he fell.
Yeah, he fell off, or the horse bucked him off, or there's several expressions you could use.
Would
you
say
know.
He fell off from the horse? Often?
Yeah, you'd say, well, he fell off of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Who was that?
Addie. She said she had another question to ask you this evening.